Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the FWWC tonight.
Good evening, FWWC Universe. I'm Curtis Black here, and seems like we're having potentially a little bit of some technical difficulties here, so I'm actually waiting for my co-host Marcus Mayhem to get on the line here to confirm if we are up and running. So I do want to apologize off the bat here that we got cut off. Like I said, this is the FWWC tonight. I am one of your co-hosts here, Curtis Black, and I am going to go ahead and just thank our sponsors, the WrestleTalk podcast with Joe and Renee. Obviously, last night was another great episode. They had guests both Joey Perfect and Doug Rafferty on. Absolutely killer interviews. The FWWC segment was amazing as usual. So just want to go ahead and obviously give it up for the WrestleTalk podcast, our sponsors. Make sure you check them out every Wednesday starting 8 Eastern, 7 Central. But with that, we got a lot to go through, so I am going to go ahead and bring on my co-host. Now, Marcus, we had a little bit of technical difficulties right off the bat here, but I want to confirm, are you with us? Okay, it seems we might be having some technical difficulties here, but let me check this. Marcus, can you hear me? Good evening, FWWC Universe. I'm going to check here. Marcus Mayhem, can you hear me? Okay, so I'm not sure. We've got some technical difficulties now. I'm not sure if, you know, Marcus is having issues. So if anybody else out there in the FWWC Universe is listening, this can either be on the thread itself or wherever we're at, if you can go ahead and let me know if you can hear me. That would be much appreciated. Now, just checking with intern Timmy here and getting kind of a diagnostic of where we're at on the technical side of things here. Of course, on a night where we have so much to go over, do we have technical difficulties? So let me go ahead and get this all taken care of for us here, and we'll get going. But I am going to go ahead and have intern Timmy try to reconnect us with our co-host, Marcus Mayhem. But while we're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and jump right into the results that we saw from FWWC Fastlane, and obviously it's called Fastlane for a reason. It is the Fastlane to Universe Mania 5, which ultimately means we saw a lot of consequences coming out of Universe Mania, out of Fastlane, about the matches we're going to see and things like that for Universe Mania 5. So I'm going to go ahead, and I may be a little biased here, but I am going to go ahead and start with the blue brand matches that we saw from Fastlane. And we're going to go ahead and start off with a match that didn't take place. And I want to go ahead and kind of clarify what happened here. And I want to go ahead and maybe answer some questions about what may be going on. So on Sunday night, we did in fact see Madman Joe attack the Warrior Rick Price backstage, making him unable
to not only compete in the European Championship match, but also made him unable to compete for the Warrior's Heart Championship qualifier later that night. So Madman Joe cost Rick Price quite a bit that night. So after speaking with the Warrior and determining what he felt would be the best course of action moving forward, I have decided that at Universe Mania 5, Madman Joe will be defending his FWWC European Championship against the Warrior Rick Price. And if Madman Joe is disqualified, or if for any reason the match does not happen, the European Championship will be awarded to the Warrior Rick Price. So, Madman Joe, I know that you are listening. You know, take this for what you will. But understand that here on the Blue Brand, we don't get where we want to go by jumping people from behind. So, you know, with that being said, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and check here and see if intern Timmy was able to go ahead and get us reconnected with Marcus Mayhem. Marcus, are you with us? All right, so still seems like we're having some problems getting a hold of Marcus Mayhem. So we'll go ahead and we'll give it a little bit here. I'll fly solo for just a little bit. We'll have Marcus, you know, see if we can get reconnected with him here. I know intern Timmy is working hard to get everything reconnected and get us back on the line. The next thing I want to go ahead and do is go ahead and discuss what we had on the Blue Brand, which was a hardcore qualifier for Universe Mania 5, and that is seeing Hardcore Haas facing off against Hardcore Sis. Just a moment here. All right, intern Timmy needed the IT help from the one and only Curtis Black. We did see Hardcore Haas facing off against Hardcore Sis in what was a hardcore qualifier match for Universe Mania 5. So, you know, we're really starting to see the Universe Mania 5 card start to take shape. So in that match, we did see Hardcore Haas defeat Hardcore Sis for the spot at Universe Mania 5. Now let me go ahead here and so I apologize for all the technical difficulties, everybody, this evening. We are definitely having some problems. First box is going to go ahead and refresh our page here. And see if we can clear up what's going on. I do apologize. We are just having a bunch of difficulties here with our system tonight. So we'll go ahead and it seems we might be on our own tonight. If you have gotten disconnected, we're going to go ahead, if any of you are still listening, we're going to go ahead and end this episode, and we're going to go ahead and try relaunching, as it seems like we might be having a little bit of a difficulty. So let's go ahead and take about 5 minutes, and we'll be right back with you here. One moment. All right, so we are back. We'll give this one more shot here. We'll see if we can get through these technical difficulties and move on our way through the show tonight here. So, again, I apologize. Honestly, with the way Facebook was acting last night, really not super surprised that we're having technical difficulties. But as you know, the show must go on. So we'll just go ahead and carry on here. We'll go ahead and discuss Blue Brand. We'll go ahead and discuss Red Brand from Fastlane as well. If you go ahead and call in, we'd love to go ahead and talk to you as well. But really, we're just going to kind of try to get through it tonight, and we'll get through it together. But you know, as I was mentioning before we left, we did have the Hardcore Haas versus the Hardcore Sis match, which was the Hardcore qualifier for Universe Mania 5, where we did see Hardcore Haas come out the winner, facing off against Hardcore Sis, and that does move him to the Hardcore Championship match, which will take place at Universe Mania 5 on April 7th, which will see the Brick Wall James Buttkiss face off against Hardcore Haas, face off against two opponents yet to be named. The first will be decided on the Tuesday Night Live Challenge on March 19th, the second on the Monday Night Live Challenge on March 25th. And then as well, we will also see the Legends Championship. That will also come to a new title holder at Universe Mania 5, where we Kiss face off against two opponents in a triple threat match, the first of which will be decided March 18th, in which we will see a Luchador de Kansas City face off against Hardcore Sis to qualify for that match. And then we will also see on March 26th, the second qualifier for the Legends title championship match that will take place at Universe Mania 5. So lots of things starting to take shape for Universe Mania 5 as well. At Fastlane, we did have a tag team match. Now, this was a bit of a grudge match. This was a bit of a, you know, getting a little bit of respect back. You see, Red Brand, you know, a few weeks ago had decided to come and attack the Blue Brand. They had decided to go ahead and try to make a name for themselves and make, you know, make it for them on the backs of the Blue Brand. And so, you know, at Fastlane, Blue Brand was given a little bit of an opportunity to get some revenge. You see the Grim Galaxy, that is Daniel Grimm and the Enchantress, were facing off against the Impact Players, Marcus Mayhem, who, you know, unfortunately were having some technical difficulties and not able to bring him on, as well as Funky Flex. And we did, in fact, see Daniel Grimm and the Enchantress come out the victors at Fastlane, you know, come back and, you know, gain a little bit of bragging rights back for Blue and really show them what we're looking at here. And so I'm going to go ahead and congratulate the Grim Galaxy on their win on Tuesday night, or excuse me, not Tuesday, on Sunday night. And honestly, I'm excited to see where this tag team goes. As the two top champions for the FWWC Blue Brand, it's going to be exciting to see where they go to, as, you know, obviously we're going to see the tag titles defended at Universe Mania 5. Now, I have a man who's on hold here that I want to go ahead and bring on the line. He's a man who has definitely been showing up a lot lately and definitely been making an impact. And we did see him in action on Monday night, facing off against a man I was just speaking about here, and that is Funky Flex. So we're going to go ahead and give this a shot. It's going to be the big test on whether the systems are going to work for us tonight. So I am going to go ahead and bring the one, the only, the man from Columbus Park, Big T. Big T, are you with us?
Curtis Black, how you doing, my man?
Oh, I'm surviving the technology apocalypse. I don't have a co-host for no fault of his own. He's been trying, but here we are. So how are you doing?
Hey, I'd just like to say one thing, Curtis Black. I like what you're doing over there on the Blue Brand, even though I'm on the Red Brand, son. I think you're doing an amazing job, buddy.
Well, hey, you know, we work with what we've got, and I do think, you know, we've got, you know, some talent coming, and honestly, I can't give too much away, but let me say, we have a pick'em that's going to be taking place a week from tonight. Make sure you're listening in, FWWC Universe. A week from tonight, the FWWC pick'em will be taking place, and let me tell you, when this pick'em is all said and done, you know, there's already things in motion, it's going to shake it up. And if you like what I'm doing now, it's going to be even more exciting when that's being done. But, Big T, what I want to go ahead and talk to you about, since I've got you on the line, was you did have the opportunity to qualify for, you know, the Hybrid TV Championship on Monday night. Now, unfortunately, you weren't successful. So I guess the question, more so than the match itself, is Big T's path to Universe Mania. You know, we're 3 weeks away. You know, it's a tired, worn-out tradition. You know, we saw it from Cena last year with that promotion over there in Stanford. How are we going to see Big T get to Universe Mania with where we're at right now?
You know, I like to be competing for gold, but wherever General Manager Saint needs me at, I'll be on the card. You know what I'm saying? I don't complain. I just show up, do my job, and hit the next city and keep doing my thing.
Hey, and I totally respect that. You know, you do what you got to do, and, you know, I'm sure you were disappointed coming out of Monday, but Universe Mania is a time of year, you know, regardless of whether you're competing for gold or not, that you definitely want to be, you know, involved and on the card. And so, you know, is there anybody, you know, let's say we put championships aside for a moment, you know, if you could, you know, pick one individual that you're just going to have a one-on-one match, whatever stipulation you wanted, at Universe Mania 5, you know, the biggest night of the year for us, who would you be facing and what would we be seeing from Big T if you had that opportunity?
You know, I wouldn't mind facing your co-host of the show tonight, but he likes to talk. He don't like to actually get down to business.
Hey, I mean, I will give it up for Marcus in the sense that, I mean, I've seen him in the ring. He definitely knows what he's doing. I'm not going to try to take anything away from him. But, hey, you have called him out multiple times, so I can't say that you're necessarily wrong there. So I think it would be a great match, and maybe if things don't go your way and we're looking for something, maybe that is what we'll see from you come Universe Mania. But Big
hey,
T, before
hey, Kurt,
we let you go
you,
here.
You know, Marcus Mayhem reminds me of another gentleman who a while back pulled a real shenanigan and had us all on the shelf. He runs more than that guy. You know what I'm saying? All I want is a match. He can come to Columbus Park. I can come to wherever he wants to meet at. We can fight in the parking lot of Quick Trip. Just give me a match.
Hey, I mean, you're sounding an awful lot of like a guy named Paul from out east when he was talking about a certain animal. And I just got to say, I love it, and I want to see you two fight, and I don't care where it's at. You know, tape it in your basement for all I care, and it would be fantastic. But, Big T, before we let you go here, any final words for the FWBC universe before we let you go tonight?
Yeah. Big T, like you said many times before, runs this yard. And to come into the yard, you got to come through the gate, and I'm the gatekeeper.
All right. I mean, definitely a definitive statement from Big T. So, T, we want to thank you for joining me tonight, and I hope you have a great rest of your evening.
Pleasure, my man.
All right. Well, that was the one and only, the man from Columbus Park, Big T. I want to go ahead and again thank Big T for joining us here. It is always a pleasure to have him on the line. Always opinionated. Always definitely going to know where you stand with Big T. But with that being said, like I said, you know, we got a lot to get through tonight. I do see we have a couple callers on the line. Just want to go ahead and again mention, if you have not, please do send me the last four digits of your phone number via, you know, a private message on Facebook. Or if you know me personally, you can go ahead and send me the information again. Just let me know you're on hold. I am, you know, with the help of intern Timmy, both running the boards and the show. So it's a little bit difficult for me to, you know, check in with people and find out who I have on the line before I bring them on. So just kind of keep that in mind here. Definitely want to get to anybody who wants to come on the line, but just kind of keep that in mind here. Now, all that being said, I want to go ahead and jump back to our results that we were seeing from Fastlane. So we're just going to continue to move through Blue Brand, and then I will go ahead and jump over to Red Brand here after. And the next match that we saw during FWWC Fastlane was the FWWC United States Championship, which saw champion Daniel Grimm defending against the brick wall James Butkus. And in the end, we did see Daniel Grimm come out the victor. We did see him pull off the win. And with that, he has kind of sealed the fact that he is going to go into FWWC Universe Mania double champion, not only the United States champion, but the Warrior's Heart champion as well, which we will get to both in just a minute, as well as in our results from Monday. The Blue Brand does officially have their first competitor in the Warrior's Heart Championship after results from this week. So it's going to be exciting to see what happens. That match in particular is always an exciting one to definitely check out. Moving on, though, we did also see the FWWC Women's Championship being defended by the Fallen. However, we did see Enchantress pull off a major victory here, taking down Fallen and regaining the FWWC Women's Championship, thus making Enchantress as well a double champion, holding both the FHC as well as FWWC Women's Championship, moving into Universe Mania 5. So, definitely some momentum coming together from Grimm Galaxy on both, individual levels. It's going to be exciting to see if we can see them come together, as a group and what could happen, at Universe Mania 5 with the tag team titles on the line. And the final match that we saw from Universe Mania 5 for the Blue Brand was deciding the first entrant into the Warrior's Heart Championship match. And in this match, we saw Luchador de Kansas City facing off against the Enchantress, Hardcore Sis, the Brick Wall James Butkus, Madman Joe, Hardcore Haas, and the Fallen. And really, it came down to, it was a pretty astonishing finish, but it came down to three individuals really that were left at the end, and that was Hardcore Haas, Hardcore Sis, and your FHC champion, the Enchantress. And really what was interesting about all this, when it comes down to it, was the fact that, we could not declare a winner on Sunday night between these three. It was so close. It was such a hard-fought match that we just we could not do it. And so we continued on into Monday, and we'll be getting to that here, as soon as we've gone over the scores for Red Brand here, which I've got intern Timmy bringing up for me right now. And we did have quite a few matches that did occur on the FWWC Red Brand, so I'll go ahead and go over those as well. We did see the Hidden Truths match. We saw Allison Che Atticus facing off against Jack Hazard, and ultimately we did see Hazard come out the victor. You definitely got to give it to him. He's pulled off some, incredible wins, since coming back. Miss Atticus, on the other hand, we've definitely seen, we'll get to it here in a minute, but we've definitely seen some issues with Miss Atticus, not only, within matches, but with some, shenanigans being pulled by Xavier Saint, shenanigans being pulled by other people. I don't even know that, calling that shenanigans is accurate because it, is so far past shenanigans. That we will get to soon. Unfortunately, people still have pull around here, and so there's going to have to be awards given. But just what happened was so astonishing that I'm sure you all know what I'm talking about, and we'll get there here towards the end. But and also in other action, we did see the free agent showcase where we saw the Regulator versus the Last Ascendant. So we saw Arden Murphy facing off against Julius Cairo. And I mean, anybody that's been around for any length of time, knows that, seeing these two in the ring together, it's, it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. In this case, we did see Julius Cairo come out the victor. And honestly, I mean, he is a terrifying man. He is a terrifying man. And I'm, personally glad that I've never had to stand across the ring from him. I'm a smaller individual. And, even seeing somebody, the size of Arden Murphy, still dwarfed by, the one and only Julius Cairo. It was simply astonishing. And so, I have to give credit where it's due. And definitely give credit to Julius Cairo for the victory over the regulator on Murphy. Now, we did also see an FWBC Red versus FWBC Free Agent battle in which you saw King Jirobi from FWBC Red facing off against the one and only the Masked Assassin Robert. And we did see in this case the FWBC Red come out to victory as King Jirobi did defeat Robert. Coming off of the victory, as speaking with Savior Saint, I know that there's been a lot going on in King Jirobi's life, but he did come back, was able to pull off a victory in this match. It's definitely going to be exciting to see, where he goes, moving out of Fastlane and really on the very short trip that we have to get to Universal Mania 5. Now, moving on from there, we did also have what was considered the second of two FWWC Hybrid Television Championship qualifier matches. And this was the Rage in the Cage, which saw Voorhees facing off against Heel Deal and Daniel Grimm. And we did see two men, before the match had to be called, between the two, we saw Heel Deal and Daniel Grimm essentially take out Voorhees, leaving it with just those two individuals. And at that point, they had to call it. It was just too violent, too bloody. They had to call it at that point. But we're going to go ahead and leave it there. But congratulations to those two on moving forward in the Hybrid Television Championship qualifier match at Fastlane. We also saw Hybrid Television Championship qualifier match that took place at Fastlane. And this saw Funky Flex, Big T, and Douglas James facing off in a no-holds-barred match. Now, ultimately, we have talked about the ultimate results of this match here when we had Big T on just a little bit ago. But in this match, we did see both Funky Flex and Big T take out Douglas James out of the match to the point where they felt, okay, we've got to take this to Monday night. We've got to get a definitive winner, which we did ultimately see come Monday night, as we talked with Big T. He wasn't able to pull off the victory, between himself and Funky Flex. Funky Flex pulled off the victory and is moving forward in the Hybrid Television Championship. So again, congratulations to Funky Flex. Amazing showing both at Fastlane and on Monday night and moving forward in that. And then we also saw the FWWC Intercontinental Championship match, which saw Dark Mayhem, DJ Z, The Bishop, and Nightmare Jones facing off. And I really wish I had Marcus to talk to you right now about this, because I would love somebody to try to defend what Nightmare Jones is doing. But, you have a clear definitive winner in The Bishop. He won the Intercontinental Championship, and then Nightmare Jones starts showing up with his own Intercontinental Championship, with his own ring announcer, deciding that he is, worthy of, that he's a champion. And intern Timmy has notified me that we've got an individual on the line, and I want to go out and thank this individual for being willing to come on for a little bit. With all the technical difficulties we have, I want to go ahead and thank him before we even bring him on the line here. But he is a man who's got quite a match coming up here in a few short weeks, so I'm sure I don't want to take up too much of his time here. But we are going to go ahead and introduce the one, the only member of the board of directors, Night Owl. Night Owl, are you with us?
I am, Mr. Black. Hello, FWWC Universe. How is everybody?
It's been, besides the little bit of technical difficulties we've had with getting, my co-host on the line, it's been a pretty good evening. But it's great that I got you on the line now, because we've kind of gotten to, which is kind of the stain on Red Brand right now, and that's the whole situation with Nightmare Jones and the Intercontinental Championship. And I'd love to get your feelings on this, because I know I've been very vocal the last few days about how, I think this is ridiculous, and that you know, Xavier Street hasn't taken care of this already, but I'd love to get someone else's thoughts, you know, from, you know, a management perspective or somebody who looks over the general managers and superstars, kind of your thoughts on the whole situation.
Well, you know what? Let me start off by saying that you may be the only person surprised that Marcus Mayhem is once again MIA for one of his many responsibilities. I think he's probably pulling a fast one on you and maybe decided to give himself the day off, similar to a few weeks ago where he decided to put in last second, like truly last second vacation request that, guess what, only El Mata approved. So, I mean, yes, it is enough. Not going to, you know, debate that point. But, you know, nevertheless, I felt like it was fairly disrespectful to submit a vacation request that close to Showtime. And then here we go again. I'm calling in just fine. You're in the studio just fine. And guess once again, whom is unable to call in and do his job? Well, guess what? It's a member of La Familia Worldwide, Marcus Mayhem, to no one's surprise.
But hey, you know, that'll be taken care of at Universe Mania. You know, if you have anything to say about it, that'll be all taken care of. So,
well, you know what, and you know, there'll be plenty of time to talk about that match as I am steadily and consistently preparing for what will probably be my one and only ever match, regardless of the outcome at Universe Mania 5 against, you know, my eternal rival, El Mata Ratas. I am curious, though. I'm wondering where Money Man Mills stands on all this. We've not heard from him for many, many weeks. Last we saw him, he was in Mata's corner, but we've yet to hear from him. So I'm curious to know where he stands on that whole situation. But again, that's for another time. You asked me specifically about Nightmare Jones and the situation concerning the Intercontinental Championship. I will say this. I have been thoroughly impressed with the amount of passion and vigor that has come out of all four competitors, but more specifically, the Bishop and Nightmare Jones. I mean, we are truly seeing a battle between good and evil. And the Bishop representing the good, all that is holy, and Nightmare Jones, of course, representing everything that is bad, everything that is unholy. And you know what? I actually kind of like it. Now, for the fact that it's not necessarily official that anybody at this point is the Intercontinental Champion, I think it's fun that Nightmare Jones can play pretend and continue to keep eyeballs on the Intercontinental Championship. For that reason, I like it. Because as much as I love and respect Jimbo Slice, one of the few true legends of the FWWC, we didn't see him with the Intercontinental Championship that much. But since Nightmare Jones and the Bishop have been involved, you are seeing that title on a very, very regular basis. So for that reason, I do appreciate it, and I have to give kudos to the Red Brand for making sure that they keep their titles relevant. Now, in the same breath, does it tarnish the sanctity of the championship when people claim to be champions but really aren't? I would say yes, it does. It takes something away from it. It devalues it. But I will also, in the same breath, say this. For those who pay attention and who are constantly monitoring the FWWC, then you know that nor the Bishop or Nightmare Jones is actually the Intercontinental Champion. What scares me is that you may have people walking into the FWWC for the first time, the locker room, and they may be falsely influenced to believe that Nightmare Jones is the Intercontinental Champion. So for that reason, it does scare me a little bit. But more than anything else, I guess the overall picture, and I'm sure you're surprised to hear me say this, I like it because it keeps the Intercontinental Championship relevant, and it keeps people pursuing it, which is really what it's all about here in the world's premier fantasy wrestling promotion.
Oh, and I mean, I can definitely respect that. Just as somebody who has seen the Intercontinental Championship, you know, as – you know, anybody who may be new to the FWWC may not be aware, you know, that also serves as what we consider to be our money in the bank. You know, it serves as a, you know, pretty major opportunity in and of itself. You know, just kind of being unsure of who has that championship, especially going into, you know, an event as big as Universe Mania 5, maybe just is a little confusing to me, but maybe that's, you know, intended by Savior Saint as a way to kind of, you know, get ahead in the brand battle. So, you know, if that's the case, congratulations, because he's definitely got me a little confused here. So.
Well, I'll tell you, WWC Universe that are confused, but at the same time, the conversation has persisted. What I don't like, though, and I will be very honest about this, I have to share a studio with Nightmare Jones every week during the WrestleTalk podcast. Which we had last night. We had another wonderful show. Thank you to all those who tuned in for our first ever YouTube live broadcast versus our normal Facebook live broadcast. It went very, very well. Still available to you guys at WrestleTalkPodcast.com. It's quite frustrating to deal with Nightmare Jones. I saw you, Mr. Black. You were tuning in. You were watching the show last night. We were discussing this very topic. And you said, hey, I, for one, am glad that I don't have to deal with this mess. And you know what? I don't know if I was a general manager, if I'd necessarily want to deal with it, but we all know Sami Zayn operates a little bit differently than most people. And though it may create a certain amount of confusion, I'm sure that he's happy that we're discussing it, you know? And ultimately, I will say this, no matter how this plays out, post-Universe Mania, if I am still in charge here of the FWWC, we are going to have a defined winner. And if we do not have a defined winner, that belt will no longer carry the prestige of being the money in the bank in the FWWC, because something that important, to your point, Curtis, should not be toyed with and taken lightly. And it appears that at least to a certain level, that's exactly what's happening right now.
And hey, and if that's where it ends up, then more power to him. And that was, and obviously great where it ended up being. Just how we're getting there might be a little concerning, but hey, that's not my place to judge. I am not the general manager for that side. So just like everybody else, I will sit back and watch and see what happens. But, you know, don't want to keep you too much longer here, Night Owl. You know, obviously you've got a busy time here, you know, getting prepared for your match with Almada and everything else. Leading up to Universe Mania 5. But I did want to go ahead and get your thoughts on one other kind of match here, which also did spill over into Monday night, and that saw Battle Cat defending his Universal Championship against both Tank Westbrook and Jimbo Slice. Now, ultimately, they did eliminate Jimbo on Sunday night and then move to Monday, where Battlecat inevitably did defend successfully his Universal title. Your thoughts on Battlecat as Universal Champion, and if you really think at this point anybody's going to beat him?
Well, I'll say this, and I'll reference back to a gentleman we were speaking of a little bit earlier. Nightmare Jones, during last night's broadcast, said, hey, Red Brand had a title match on Monday, and Blue Brand did it, so what's your answer to that? Well, I'll be honest, I wasn't 100% sure on the circumstances surrounding the title match on Monday, but I want to make sure Nightmare Jones hears me say this. Nightmare, it wasn't premeditated. They had to go into overtime because they couldn't settle it on Sunday, you bonehead. So as much credit as he wants to give himself and Sami Zayn, who I'm very proud of, as a matter of fact, I think he's doing a fantastic job, it's not right to try to take credit for something that you didn't intend to happen. Come on now. Stop it. I think it's silly, and now that I'm getting the facts, it's funny to me that he decided to bring that up, considering it happened by accident. So, once again, and I hate to keep tooting his horn, but La Familia, once again, manipulating the situation, using their ability and power of persuasion and their ability to be on the air constantly, whether it be here or on the WrestleTalk podcast, to try to influence things that maybe aren't 100% accurate. Shame on you, Nightmare Jones. And shame on anybody who was not informed to the extent to know of how things actually played out, myself included. I'm going to make sure I monitor things a little bit closer, because I should have had an answer for him tonight. And now that we know how things played out, then, you know what? I'm a little embarrassed that I didn't have a rebuttal for him last night. Now, concerning Battle Cat, okay, what can be said that hasn't already been said about the Battle Cat? He is annoying. He is frustrating. He is the greatest Universal Champion of all time, and I will hear no arguments to the contrary. He has done it two more times than the next person down. He is constantly present on all platforms of the FWWC, including the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook, in matches, on, you know, he's doing promos, he's calling into the podcast. So if you want of an example – of somebody that maybe wasn't necessarily born with all the tools, but a guy that is willing to work and to gain the respect and admiration of everybody in the FWWC universe, this man is the definition of hard work, that it's battle cat. And so do I think he can be beat? Absolutely he can be beat. There's a good chance he will lose the Universal Championship at Universe Mania 5. But does that take anything away from the Battle Cat? No. He is still an amazing champion and is still the greatest Universal Champion of all time. What scares me, Mr. Black, though, is the fact that Battle Cat is the one guy that doesn't understand that. He doesn't understand that he could have three titles, he could have two, one, or zero, and he is still a great champion. But for some reason, he doesn't seem to understand that it's not the belt that makes the man. It is the man that makes the belt. And I hate to steal a line from Julius Cairo, but that's the guy who said it. That's the guy who said it. And as a matter of fact, I didn't like the disrespect from Mr. Cairo last night on the podcast. Okay? He said I'm lucky that it's not him that I'm facing in Universe Mania 5. Well, I find that comical considering he bows to the man that I'm going to be defeating at Universe Mania 5. It is just borderline comical to me. But hopefully that answers your question, because I think a lot of people don't necessarily know how to take in the Battle Cat. He can be very overbearing, but there's one thing you got to know about the guy. He is one of the hardest working people to ever step foot in the FWWC, and nobody, and I mean nobody, can take that away from him.
Well, and you're 100% right. And I'm actually it's somebody we actually haven't had on calling in a while, which is Battle Cat. So I'm going to go ahead and bring him on the line here. You know, Night Owl, you can contribute if you want. I've got a few questions for him. But we've got the one, the only, the man who runs through the jungle with us as well. Battle Cat, are you with us?
Universal champion. Hey, don't forget to say that. Night Owl just said it on
the head. Universal champion.
Okay.
Battle Cat.
No. Greatest Universal Champion. Come on, Mr. Black. Come on now. I know you ain't that tired. You only been on for about 45 minutes.
Greatest Universal Champion. Greatest Universal Champion.
Damn, it's not that hard for this. No. But people make stuff seem like it's hard when it's not. You get what I'm saying?
No, for sure. And, You heard what Night Owl had to say. You know, you got his thoughts on, you know, this whole situation. You know, you as champion. So, you know, you successfully defended again.
No.
You know, Monday night.
Okay.
You successfully defended on Monday night. So here we are. We're 3 weeks away from Universe Mania 5, the biggest time of the year for all of us. Are we going to see the Battle Cat defend the Universal title at Universe Mania 5?
Hey, yeah, if somebody wants to step up, then, hey, I'm here. You know, I'm not going to run because I've been the fighting champion with every single title that I've won. You know, people may say otherwise, but me, myself, I know I'm a fighting champion. I never run from nobody. And so if I got challenges, then, hey, why not have a little fun, right? I mean, everybody else is going to be having fun at Universe Mania. Why not just throw myself in that group of fun, you know?
No, for sure.
Go ahead
and,
on the
know, personally, I was going to say, personally, I'm excited to see, you know, where you're from. You are honestly, you know, as you know, some people may not necessarily get along with you, but I do find you one of the most entertaining superstars to watch. With that all being said, So with that all being said, and with, you know, having discussed the Universal title, the other specific title I want to discuss with you is the tag titles.
All right.
Who do you want to see, or who are you expecting to face at Universe Mania 5 to retain your tag titles?
My answer to that is anybody who step up, anybody. I'm not going to hand-pick somebody if that's what y'all are waiting for me to do. I'm pretty sure my partner feel the same way right now. So, hey, anybody. Whoever Savior Saint decide he want to send into the jungle on the suicide mission. And that's who. That's the same that goes for the question that you asked me about my Universal Championship. whoever the hell, whatever secret weapon that Xavier Saint got up his sleeve, another person, you know, that he wanted to send into the jungle to get dealt a death blow, like old man Crinklebones did, then I'm fine with me. I have to hurt somebody. Hey, I got to hurt somebody. I mean, it's not like I do it all the time anyway, right?
Hey, I mean, you're definitely doing it over there on Red Brand. So I'm going to go ahead and we're going to get finished up here as we're getting close to the end of the night. Before we let you go, though, Battlecat, any final statements or words you got for the FWWC universe?
Well, like I said, you know, whatever Xavier Saint got up his sleeve next, then I guess that's just what he got, you know. I'm ready for whatever he want to throw at me. That's all I got to say.
All right. Well, we want to go ahead and thank you, Battlecat, for joining us here tonight, and you have a great rest of your evening.
All righty.
All right. So that was the one, the only, the Battlecat. So we are getting close to the end here, and really we've only had a chance to kind of go over Fastlane. But, you know, honestly, this week, a lot of what we saw spill over was resulting of Fastlane. So I'm just going to go ahead and make sure I've got everything covered from Fastlane here, which it looks like we did get everything covered as well while we had Night Owl on the line. So real quickly, we're going to kind of go through our results from Monday and Tuesday night as well, those that we have not covered yet, and just kind of move on to ultimately get us to our awards for the evening, which all kind of tie together in a nice little bow. So, you know, on Monday night for Red Brand, we did also see, as we mentioned before, the Battlecat was victorious over Tank, successfully defending his Universal title. We saw Funky Flex move on the Hardcore Championship, or excuse me, the Hybrid TV Championship qualifier over Big T. We saw Daniel Grimm and Heel Deal come to a no contest. In addition to that, we did see free agent showcase where we saw Allison Shea facing off against Corbin Slater, where we did not see a specific victor. We also saw and then moving on to Blue Brand, and we'll go ahead and actually talk about this here with a caller we've got calling in, but we'll cover the other Blue Brand matches real quickly. We saw Robert facing off against Fallen, which did result in a no contest, as well as did the match between the Brick Wall, James Butkus, and Madman Joe. However, we did have a victor in the match where we saw Madman Joe facing off against El Luchador de Kansas City, where Madman Joe was victorious. We also saw in the main event of the FWWC Blue Brand for Monday night, Hardcore Sis come out on top of Enchantress and Hardcore Haas, punching her ticket as the first entrant for the Blue Brand for the Warrior's Heart Champion. And so really before we go any further here, we want to go ahead and bring on one only, the first entrant for the Warrior's Heart Championship for Blue Brand, and that is Hardcore Sis. Hardcore Sis, are you with me?
I sure am. How you doing tonight, Mr. Black?
Oh, it's always fun when I'm doing the show by myself because it gets a little chaotic. But, hey, you know, what can you do sometimes? But you know, as I was mentioning before we brought you on here, you have the distinct honor of being the first member of the Blue Brand to make it into the Warrior's Heart Championship. So I'd love to get your thoughts on the Warrior's Heart Championship match coming up at Universe Mania 5, as well as what else we'll be seeing from Sis here over the next 3 weeks before we hit Mania.
Well, you know, I'm really excited about the Warrior's Heart Championship. I have tried before and never been able to get it, so I'm really excited about it this time, and I can't wait for that match. As far as what's coming up, you know, I know that, you know, I have a pretty decent match coming up Monday night. You have offered me the chance to do a, you know, match on Monday night for the Legends title, well, for the contendership for the Legends title, so I have that coming up. And then, hopefully in the next 3 weeks here, I am going to be signing a contract that is going to be allowing me to step into a first-ever all-women's hardcore match against me and Fallen. Fallen made the remark recently in a promo that she wanted to see just how hardcore Sis was. So I accepted her challenge, and you have okayed it. And me and Fallen are going to step in the ring in a good old-fashioned, no holds barred, falls count anywhere, no, well, like I said, no holds barred, anything goes, hardcore match. So, Fallen, I hope you're listening. I hope you're going to be ready because you're stepping in the ring with the queen of hardcore. And as Mr. Black can attest, I'm right at home in a hardcore match. So this is going to be a really awesome time. I've got a lot coming up, and I am looking forward to every bit of it.
Oh, and it's exciting because, you know, each week that we get closer to Universe Mania 5, the card gets a little more clear, and we see the people are going to be, you know, competing for championships here. Now, you know, unfortunately, you were not successful on Sunday night in obtaining that spot over your brother. But I'd kind of love to get your thoughts. Obviously, you know, there's not a whole lot of people that are going to know hardcore better than you and your brother. Now, your thoughts on, you know, the hardcore match as of now. We've seen the Brick Wall James Butt Kiss and Hardcore Haas make it into the hardcore title match at Universe Mania 5. Your thoughts on that as well?
You know, former tag partners, you know, my former Hefty Boys, I'm kind of torn in that one because, you know, I was once their manager. And, you know, but I have to say, and not just because he's my brother, but I think I kind of have to give the edge a little bit to Hardcore Haas. You know, if there's anybody that knows hardcore as good as I do, it would have to be Hardcore Haas. You know, we both, and he's been hardcore since he was 4, and let me tell you. You know, I tell people this a lot, and people think I'm kidding, but it's the truth. At 4 years old, he once put a rope around my neck and tried to hang me. And, you know, he was hardcore at 4. So, you know, I really think James Buck is, I think he can hold his own in there, but I just want to give that edge to my little brother. I really do.
Well, hey, I mean, I can't fault you for that here. Well, we are getting very close to the end of our time here, says before. So as I do, everybody that comes on the FWWC tonight, offer you the opportunity to give some last thoughts to the FWWC universe before I let you go tonight.
The only thing I can say is, you know, there's great things coming up for Hardcore Sis, and I am so looking forward to them. And, you know, to the rest of the competitors out there, Hardcore Sis is coming, and I'm coming hard. So if you've got to take me on in the next 3 or 4 weeks, I pity you, but bless your heart.
All right, so thank you for joining here tonight, and you have a great rest of your evening. And everybody, like, we are getting down to the wire here. I'm going to go ahead and just kind of skim through our Tuesday night matches as we just kind of went through our Monday, and then we've got a couple of awards to go through. Now, on Tuesday nights, we did see Grim Galaxy face off against the Prophets of Madness. Fortunately, that match was a no contest. We did also see Allison Che Atticus pull off a victory against your Warriors Heart champion and U.S. champion Daniel Grimm. We saw Corbin Slater defeat Robert. We did also see Daniel Grimm and Heel Deal come to another no contest. These two, it seems like, are going to be fighting forever over that slot in the Hybrid TV Championship qualifier. And then we did see in a tag match, DJZ and Jimbo Slice teaming up to take on Tank and Dark Mayhem. Both members will move on in the hybrid qualifier match upon winning, and we did see DJZ and Jimbo Slice pull off the victory there, so we will see those two individuals moving on. We also saw Douglas James and Voorhees go to a no contest, and Julius Cairo and Battlecat go to a no contest. So obviously great action this week, just another fantastic week of FWWC action. Now we are going to go ahead and get into our awards here, and then we will go ahead and thank our sponsors one more time and get on out of here. But the first of the awards that we're going to go ahead and give away, and it's going to be a little bit different than normal. Because normally our awards, they're about different situations. They're about different things that are going on. And ultimately these two really go together. And so we're going to go ahead and start with the role play, but it's really going to be the role play, the promo all together. So I'm going to go ahead and have intern Timmy, if he can go ahead and find us our role play of the night music, please. We'll go ahead and hit that first.
Everybody get your motherfucking roll on. Everybody get your roll on.
All right. And so, okay, so to start with, we see, you know, matches go on. We see matches from Allison J. Atticus. We see matches from Funky Flex. But as the night progresses, we see things popping up on the Titantron from Corbin Slater, or it appears to be Corbin Slater, you know, with all of this confusing stuff going around. We're not really sure what's going on with him. And then we see, you know, cameras catch Funky asking Allison for a drink, and she's like, here, it's my address. And that's where the role play ended, and we all thought, oh, okay, like, you know, maybe that's what's going to happen. And before I go any further, I have to ask intern Timmy again to this time go ahead and hit our promo of the week music, please. Okay, and so this, and if you haven't seen this, you absolutely need to go watch it. It was a specifically promo posted by Corbin Slater. And we see Funky arriving to the house. The door's ajar. He goes in. It's super kick. We see Allison Shay Atticus tied up to a chair. Mata super kicks Funky and signals. And it's none other than Corbin Slater. And not only does Corbin Slater show up, and not only does he cut and attack Allison Shay Atticus, but he declares his allegiance to La Familia. I don't even know what to say to this, Corbin. You know, I worked for you for a few months on the Blue Brand. Your ugly mug is looking at me right now as I look at the page. But if it wasn't the most impressive thing that we saw on the page all week, I cannot. You won promo of the week. So congratulations. Congratulations to everyone involved and Funky and Allison. Congratulations in a strange way, but y'all better be watching your backs. But with that all being said, congratulations to everyone involved in Role Play of the Week. Congratulations to everyone involved in Promo of the Week. It was honestly absolutely fantastic, intriguing, scary, amazing. So I want to thank you all. Before we get going here, I want to go ahead and, again, thank our sponsors, the WrestleTalk Podcast with Joe and Renee. Last night was absolutely another amazing show. If you didn't check it out, unfortunately, my notes are real sparse tonight because I was, again, having a few technical difficulties, but they did have the guest Joey Perfect and Doug Rafferty on the line last night. The FWW segment was amazing. Again, we had some great stuff from Julius Cairo, you know, in his talk with Night Owl. It was definitely interesting, and obviously, we're all talking about Universe Mania 5. So definitely check them out again. Russell Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee every Wednesday, 8 Eastern, 7 Central. I know last night was a little confusing because they weren't on Facebook, but check out their YouTube page and always check them out at WrestleTalkPodcast.com. But for my typical co-host, Marcus Mayhem, I'm Curtis Black. I want to thank you all for calling in and joining us this evening. And you all have a wonderful evening. And remember, we got 3 short weeks to Universe Mania 5 at eSports. Make sure you're there. It's going to be a ton of fun. But again, this is Curtis Black. You all have a fantastic evening and good night.